Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 580. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Dave Hawes. The song is called Carry the Lantern, and it's on the new album Blood Harmony, which just came out October 22nd on Soundly Music. He's, of course, based out of Philadelphia. And if you like that song, I think you're going to like that album. It's, Heartland Rock with a little bit of Gaslight Anthem, a.k.a. a little bit of Bruce Springsteen. And it's all kind of in that same vein. It's all very good if you like that sort of thing. And you know what? I think I do. I got an odd podcast for you this week, and we're going to take it bit by bit. Let's say goodbye to Halloween for a little bit here. First, this set starts off with Witch Jail. The song is called Death Scenes.
We'll be right back.
welcome back. We just heard from the Expats with the song Ghost in the Record Store. That's on the band's new album, Now Where Were We? Came out October 22nd on Goner Records, that band based somewhere near Tempe. That album might be my favorite one of the year. You'll be hearing more about it. Everything about that band is just wonderful. So pick that one up and get that one on vinyl. That's probably how that one should be listened to. And before that, we heard from Witch Joe with the song Death Scenes. That's on the band's probably final release, a five-song EP called Here Lies. Self-released, digital only, find it on Bandcamp, the project of Mr. Grave Roberts, a.k.a. Rob Gillespie, based here out of Kansas City. It's a death rock extravaganza. Again, find that one online, give that a listen, and then throw them a few dollars, download that one, make it part of your collection. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. However, this week is a little different. This Saturday, November 6th, is Apocalypse Meow 14. That's a benefit held by the Midwest Music Foundation to support Abby's Fund for musician healthcare here in Kansas City and the region. Too Much Rock's been involved in this in a number of years, and it's a very important thing for me to give back to this community that gives me so much, the bands whose records I play, whose shows I go to, as well as the folks kind of behind the scenes, whether they're running sound or recording bands, who knows. But we're all involved in this, and healthcare is very important. We wish we didn't have to fight for this in this country, but we do. I support this, and I hope you support it as well. Again, because of COVID this year, we won't be gathering, but there will be a number of bands playing at the Record Bar on the 6th, and there will be a live stream that you can see. Katie Guyon and The Drive, Sons of the Great Dane, Nathan Corsi and Perfect Strangers, and Julia Ottmer, Jazz, all performing on the stage, live stream for you on Saturday, November 6th. And starting on the 5th, there is going to be a live auction that you can make your bids on. Who knows what you walk away with. Last year, I walked away with an excellent mic setup from Shure that I haven't even used at all. But someday when that solo album happens, I'm going to be well prepared. So anyway, I'm going to play a few songs from bands that will be playing Apocalypse Meow 14 and invite you to listen in on that stream, or watch on that stream rather, Saturday, November 6th, starting at 7 p.m. We're going to start off here with a track by Jazz. This is called Up, Down.
Smoke too much of that shit. That shit's gonna rob you of your ambition.
Not if your ambition is to get high and watch TV.
Stop faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. Others who fake jacks get laid on their back.
If you make plans, I don't want angels. I don't want nothing to do. I just wanna take some time to elevate my mind. If that's alright with you. And if you wanna come along, we can take our turn. Passing it back and forth.
So come away with me, and away we'll go. And if I'm with you, then the skies are blue, and they'll stay that way for sure.
I'm lying, or I'm laying, I don't know.
nice little sample there. Three bands that will be playing Apocalypse Meow 14 this Saturday, November 6th at 7 p.m. Started that set off there with jazz with the song Up Down, a lovely kind of soul jazzy thing there. I like that. Julia Ottmer with Frickin' Awesome. That was from her 2016 album Sound. Not sure what we're going to get from her. She does some excellent live piano-only covers, and maybe that's the sort of set we're going to get this Saturday. And then ended things there with Katie Guyon and The Drive with the song Dream Girl. That was the title track from her 2020 EP. Again, just three of the bands that will be playing Apocalypse Meow 14 this Saturday, November 6th at 7 p.m. A benefit for Abby's Fund, which provides healthcare for area musicians. If you're a musician in need, have some health issue that's keeping you from working, or maybe COVID is keeping you from working, you can apply for a grant on the Apocalypse Meow website or the MidwestMusicFoundation.org, and let's get some money in your hands and help you out. And everyone else, join that live stream and visit the auction site, make a donation, or bid on something really cool and see what you end up with. Katie Guyon and The Drive are playing, Sons of Great Dane, Nathan Corsi and The Perfect Strangers, Julia Ottmer, and jazz. Okay, let's wrap things up here. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 580. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the website, there's some new things out there. I've been a little busy, I guess. There are photos and video of the Seventh Heaven show that had Enforced and Inner Altar, photos and video of the Heidi Gluck, Blacklight Animals, and Nameless Number Headman. I don't know, some more stuff coming there. I'm sure I'm behind on something or another. Look at the concert calendar. Just a moment to look at a few things here. On the 3rd, we have Wills Van Doren playing at the Mockingbird, part of the Wednesday Songbird series. Military Gun playing the 6th at 2232. Ask a Punk if you don't know where that is. Also, as I said, that night, watch that Apocalypse Meow stream live from the Record Bar. Get Smart is also that night at the Bottleneck. On the 7th, John Hyatt is at Knuckleheads. On the 12th, Chuck Prophet is at Knuckleheads. And at Knuckleheads on the 14th is Nick Lowe. Or you can see Casket Lottery that same night at the Record Bar. The 15th, Julian Baker at the Granada. Or Cloud Nothings at Record Bar. Teenage Bottle Rocket is the 16th at Record Bar. On the 20th, Bodines are playing Knuckleheads. On the 23rd, Tiny Moving Parts are at Record Bar. 27th, Frog Pond Reunion Show at Record Bar. And I think that's to release the new album, which I have not heard. I need to get in the loop and get somebody cool to send that my way. And on the 29th, Baroness is playing at the Bottle Rocket. Okay, time for one more. I'm going to play a track from Shoestrings, the duo from Detroit. You may remember I played something from their 1997 debut on the podcast a few months ago, a twee little record, guitar-based. Well, the second album is coming out 24 years later. On November 5th, we're going to get Expectations. It is coming out on Shelf Life Records here in the U.S., different labels all over the world, though. And it's a more electronic affair. It's the album they said they wish they could have made back then. I don't know. I like the debut better, but the lyrics in this one are wonderful, though a little depressing. The band's a couple, or at least they were. I don't know. Based on the lyrics on this album, things don't seem so good for this duo. So give this one a listen. See if it's something you enjoy. The band is Shoestrings. The song is called Someone. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
I don't want to think about, search my thoughts to figure out, look at any pictures of someone who used to love me, someone I thought who loved me. I don't want to say her name, act as if we'd still be friends. I just want her to remain someone who used to love me, someone I thought would love me. She needed something more, something I couldn't give her. She couldn't find it in me, couldn't find it in me.
To love me, I